Hello, my name is Timmy Taya. It's nice to meet you.
All right, I'm Ephraim Frommer, radio rookie Ephraim Frommer. How you doing, Commissioner Kelly?
Nice to meet you.
Thanks to meet you, too. I would like to ask you a couple of questions. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
That's good to hear. What do you think teenagers should do to, what should the teenagers know about being stopped?
The best thing for someone to do who is being stopped is cooperate. Mm-hmm. Accept it as a fact of urban life. Mm-hmm. And that it overall is helping to keep New York City safe.
Like when teenagers or like people who are getting stopped and frisked ask questions, why don't police officers answer them?
Oh, hopefully they do answer them. I don't think you can generalize. You know, it depends on the situation. If it's a tumultuous situation, you know, police officers show up. There's a fight, 40 people in the street. You know, you're going to stop some people who may be running from that scene. I'm not certain you can explain to each one of them in that situation why they're being stopped. But it's, as I say, I think it's a necessary practice in certain situations to help us keep New York safe and to save lives.
A lot of the people I talk to, they say that a lot of the police officers will insult them and use physical force when they're stopping and frisking them. And when they do this, this creates a sort of relationship between the police and the person who's being frisked, and they generally don't trust the police department after that. And sometimes they won't even come forward with information they have about a crime that has happened because they don't trust the police. So what do you think could be done by the police department to improve this dynamic?
Well, if you think about it, that's not smart. It's in the neighborhood's own interest and a person's interest. If you know of a crime that's happening, to report it.
Yes, but they don't like the police. That's why they don't report it.
You know, we're in the type of business that people are not always going to like us. We are the bearers of bad news. We issue summonses. We arrest people. We use force. Sometimes you use deadly force. Now, crime is down in this city in the last two decades. 80%. I've been in this business a long time, been in the police department a long time. Our relationships with the communities that we serve are better now than they've ever been.
Well, the people I've talked to don't say that.
Who are the people you talk to?
The people I've talked to in the Lower East Side and in the Bronx, they say that they don't like the police because they treat them badly.
Well, that's unfortunate, but you're probably always going to hear that from some people based on what we do. And certainly when I was a police officer, you'd hear that even more than you hear it now. But a lot of it has to do with just the nature of what police do and have to do.
Being a police officer is a really dangerous job, especially right now since shooting rates are going up. Do you think stop and frisk is the best tactic to bring gun violence down?
Well, in the 10 years before Mayor Bloomberg came office, there were 11,058 murders. Mm-hmm. In the 10 years since Mayor Bloomberg has been in office, there were 5,430 murders. So that is a reduction of 5,628 murders. Now that is a dramatic, profound number. And that represents lots of young people of color's lives in my judgment, if history is any guide. 96% of the shooting victims in New York City are black or Hispanic. So we're saving lives here, and stop and frisk is a controversial practice, but we think it's an important one, a vital one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.